Hello, bros. It's time for that hero stuff, bro. Today, heroes, we're talking about being a nightmare. Being a nightmare. Men, it is important for you to be a nightmare to the right people, situations, and to the enemy. To the kingdom of darkness, you should be a nightmare. Now, I'm going to take this from, I'm not just grabbing this out of the air. I want to give you some biblical principles. I want to give you some biblical content of what I'm talking about. Okay. I want to give you some biblical, biblical content of what I'm talking about. Look, when Adam was put in a garden, God gave Adam and Eve a garden, but the rest of the world, if I'm not mistaken, was untamed. I think we have a tendency to believe that Adam was a soft man, but it takes hard men to make a society. It takes hard men, strong men to build something out of nothing, to tame a wilderness. And there are wild animals in wilderness. So through that, God gave men the power to be dangerous or a nightmare. And because of that, it got passed down from generation. All men have been created to be a nightmare. Now, where is this coming from? Look, I've been reading Nehemiah, and I realized that through Nehemiah, him being a peacemaker, him being willing to throw a peaceful punch. If you check out that blog at Restoring Heroes Project, check out that blog at herostuffbro.com. A peaceful punch. Him being willing to throw a punch. Him being willing to take a sword and fight against the enemy who was threatening not only him, but the progress of them building the temple, the progress of his family, of his countrymen. He was willing to fight them to keep the peace. Now, as I've been reading Nehemiah, I'm realizing that Nehemiah was a nightmare to I think his name is Sanballat, to those guys who were railing against them, that were talking about them. Those guys, he was a nightmare because he could not be tamed. He had a mission and he was willing to fight for that mission. Men, are you willing to fight? Like, fight. Really fight for your family. Are you dangerous enough? Do you have the skills enough? And what I feel is Nehemiah had the skills. There's a story in Nehemiah, you got to read it. There's a part in Nehemiah where the walls were built and it was worship time and they were building up the temple and they were putting everything back together and they had to shut down for Sabbath. But these vendors just kept on coming to the gate. And Nehemiah walked out, talked to him, saying this: look, if you come to this gate again, me and you gonna have problems. And guess what happened? Because he was a nightmare to the enemy, they never came back again. They didn't come back on the Sabbath again. They didn't come back to mess with the city when it wasn't supposed to. Man, what I'm trying to tell you is to protect your family, to be a protector. That's what we as heroes have to be. You have to be a little bit nightmare. You have to be a little dangerous. And that means you have to have the skills. So that means you have to learn how to box. You have to learn about guns. You have to learn at least some self-defense. You have to be, I'm not talking about you have to have six-pack abs, but at least be able to walk from here to there without getting winded. From here to the door without getting winded. Are you able to, man, I want you to think about it. Are you able to defend yourself? Are you able to defend yourself? Are you able to defend your family? Really? Not in your fantasy. Not in your what you think is the thought process and all that. Not in that. Are you really, really able to defend your family and be that nightmare? It's important for us to be dangerous to the kingdom of darkness, to have a little bit of nightmare inside of us. I remember when I would first started training martial arts. Man, I was a brute. I was brutal and vicious and I wasn't necessarily mean, but I wasn't gonna let you just come at me or just whatever without me attacking, without me doing, without me striking. But there was a difference that happened when I got saved. Some of that viciousness I thought was wrong, so I dropped it. And you hear stories about, like, when Pacquiao got saved, and you could hear when what happened. People think, people said his bite, his fire, the darkness, the whatever, that nightmare that was there when he used to box. If you hear the commentators, they said it was something was lost. And I think just because we believe as Christians that we need to leave the nightmare at the door, that is no more use for that guy. There's no more use for the bruiser. There's no more use for the striker. There's no more use for that. And I'm telling you, men, there is. There is. You have to have something on the inside. Every hero needs a little bit of nightmare. Every hero needs a little bit of danger. And why? Because Samson tore open a lion with his bare hands. You had David, who killed Goliath and went to many, many battles and was the best at battling, one of the best at fighting. You had Noah, who built a ark with his bare hands and also survived in a ship with his family for a year before God allowed them to come out of the ark. That's grit. That's danger. That's something else. That's something else on the inside of you. Right? You had Adam. You had Abel, who sacrificed animals and raised animals. And you had Moses, who was dangerous enough. Not only did he call the plagues down, but he also grinded up an idol and made the children of Israel drink it because they worshiped the golden calf. I mean, every man has a little bit of nightmare, right? Elijah, not only did he taunt the 400 Baal worshipers, the 400 prophets of Baal, he taunted them and he sat there and watched them cut themselves. Like, think about the gall, the danger, the gumption, the confidence, the nightmare you have to be to sit there and watch false prophets. Like, hey man, maybe your God is on the toilet. Maybe he's on a holiday. Maybe he's on, maybe he's thinking and he doesn't see you. Just keep on getting louder. Keep on getting louder. Just keep, hey, how about you just get louder and louder and louder, and maybe he'll hear you, and maybe, knowing full well. And then he made the sacrifice, right? Poured water all over the sacrifice and with confidence, and looking at the prophets of Baal with confidence and saying, God, do you? Think about the danger to the kingdom of darkness. To the kingdom of darkness, dangerous men, nightmarish men. Think about that. Think about being a danger. Think about being a nightmare to the kingdom of darkness. And it goes into spiritual and physical. Men, are you physically able? Is there something on the inside that says, if someone touches my wife, if someone touches my daughter, if someone touches my kids? Or do you misinterpret the scripture that says, do not resist evil? Or are you like what John Piper says, if someone breaks in my house, I'm going to let them destroy my family? Or you like what the Gospel Coalition talks about when it talks about not being able to defend yourself? Are you like that? Or are you going to be, and are you a little bit of nightmare to the kingdom of darkness? That's what I want from you, heroes. I'm encouraging you to let you know it is okay to be a little bit of nightmare, to be a nightmare to the things that needs slaying, to the dragons. Dragons should fear that you wake up in the morning. I know that sounds motivational speaking, but I want you to think about that. Because the power of God is inside of you, the kingdom of darkness should do what they did with Jason in Acts. These are the men that's turning the world upside down, like it did with Paul when a silversmith could no longer make idols. The kingdom of darkness should be upset that we are, and he is upset. That's why he's opening up the floodgates and trying to get our children with drag time story hour, try to transition children, try to get the teachers that our children trust to turn on them. He's turned up all the heat because there's men standing up against this nonsense. He feels the nightmare coming because he knows his end, and he knows that we worship the ultimate dragon slayer, and we are lesser dragon slayers. And if we wake up every morning with the sword of the spirit, with the shield of faith, with the breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, shoes of peace, belt of truth, wake up every morning with that, ready to go to battle. Oh man, he's frightened a little bit. Not at you, but the power that is in you. Not at you, but the Christ and the God that you serve has empowered you to be a little nightmarish to the kingdom of darkness. And that's what I want. I want to that spiritually. So you need to be in the word. You need to have fellowship. You need to be active in a local church. You need to be all those things to build you up spiritually. But also on a physical, you might need to work out a little bit more. You might need to not eat that extra pizza. You might need to be able to just walk every night. You might need to stop self-deprecating jokes and all that other stuff. Might need to do that. You might need to learn a skill, learn how to fight, learn about guns, learn about security, learn about those things, learn about the things because so you could be a little bit dangerous. So you can walk with confidence. You can walk with confidence, not with a joyful swagger. Now, I think Michael Foster says that. Walk with a joyful swagger. That you are danger. You are dangerous. You are a little bit nightmare. Because every hero needs to be a little nightmare. And that's... Oh! I got to say about the heroes. Until next time, be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. And be strong out there. Peace.